Bloomington's mayor says he's opposed to a budget maneuver that he says could cause big problems for Connect Transit.
This is one of the tools in the toolbox that we hope we don't have to use. I would call it the clear nuclear option.
That's Terry Renner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, June 12th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner coming out in strong opposition to a plan to reject Connect Transit's budget. GLT's Mary Cullen has the story.
Yesterday on The Leadoff, you heard about Bloomington Councilmember Jeff Crabill's plan to reject the transit budget. He hopes that can be used as leverage to restore the Olive Route and stop planned fare increases. Speaking on GLT's Sound Ideas, Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says it's a bad idea.
So what that would mean is absolute total pandemonium.
If the council rejects the Connect Transit budget, the system would have to work with Bloomington and Normal leaders on a new one. But the new fiscal year starts July 1st. Renner says that means they'd have just 5 days to get it done.
This is the kind of stuff that you see done at the national level that's disastrous. You see it done in Springfield, not lately, but for many years. That was disastrous. We don't need that kind of policy making in Bloomington.
Renner says there are many other ways, other than rejecting the budget, to resolve a months-long debate over transit that's hovered over both Bloomington and Normal. Bloomington now contributes about $1.2 million to transit. Normal contributes around $800,000. Both could simply contribute more. Renner says it's possible to reverse the rate increases, though he's not eager to Monday morning quarterback the Olive Route elimination.
Connect Transit is doing a very good job. Now, can they listen better? Absolutely. Can the board be reconstructed to be more representative of riders? Absolutely. But these are the kinds of things that we can accomplish without trying to use a nuclear option that might blow up in our face and others.
Normal Town Council member Karen Smith also floated the idea of rejecting Connect Transit's budget. The group Citizens to Ensure Fair Transit has been lobbying for the Olive and fare changes to be reversed and for new transit board appointees. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
As a reminder, GLT's program director Mike McCurdy is the Connect Transit board chair. Here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Bloomington police are asking for the public's help finding an 18-year-old murder suspect, Scotty Allen, who's wanted in connection with the April 2nd shooting on Orchard Road that killed Juan Nash. He's considered armed and dangerous. The IHSA is changing the format for its boys and girls state basketball finals in hopes of boosting attendance. They'll now be one weekend each in early March, starting in 2021. And Illinois State University has exceeded its $150 million fundraising goal, hitting that goal for the Redbirds Rising campaign 13 months ahead of schedule. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. Congressman Rodney Davis recently came in for a studio interview, a portion of which you heard on Sound Ideas. Today, a bit more of that interview, this time focusing on the Russia investigation. In his recent and only public comment on the investigation, Robert Mueller said if his team had thought the investigation had cleared President Trump of committing a crime, they would have said so, and they did not say so. The implication is that Congress is the place to have that decision made. In this conversation with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Congressman Davis rejects that idea.
That's not how we run legal proceedings in this country. Investigators investigate crimes, and if there is no crime to be charged, then those investigators have to have the presumption of innocence. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. But the Mueller report, Charlie.
So do you believe that any president is indictable while in office?
Any president is impeachable, indictable, what have you. I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you what that Mueller report says. What that Mueller report says and doesn't get enough highlighted, and this is what is very frustrating to folks like me who approved $35 million to go to this investigation, who approved funding to ensure that the special counsel had access to hundreds upon hundreds of agents, hundreds upon hundreds of lawyers, hundreds upon hundreds of unlimited subpoena access and unlimited grand jury access. What that report said was that not a single American that they could find with all of those resources colluded with a foreign entity to affect the 2016 election.
Yeah, we're not talking about collusion, though. We're talking about obstruction.
There is no obstruction.
Even when the president tells Don McGahn to get rid of the special prosecutor, is that something that the House should take up, since Robert Mueller and the Justice Department believe that a sitting president cannot be indicted, that the proper role is in the House? Is that something that the House should take up?
The American people, when you look at every poll that's out there, are sick of these endless investigations. The Democrats in the House are going to take up whatever avenue they believe will lead to one thing, and I believe that they will impeach President Trump. And I don't believe there's evidence to do that.
Another piece of the Mueller report that is often overlooked is his insistence that there was, in fact, a widespread and deep effort by the Russians to influence the election. What should we be doing to combat that as we roll toward 2020?
Well, doing what we're doing right now. We've invested historic amounts in election security. We need to work together in a bipartisan way on election security issues to make sure that people like here in McLean County, Kathy Michael, have the resources she needs to secure her electoral machines and election machines that our voters are going to use so that she can continue to run the most fair and safest and secure elections as we can. What's great about our country is we don't have a nationalized election system. I trust our county clerks, our local city election officials, to run the most fair, safest, and secure elections.
Congressman Davis mentioned GLT's grant through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in that conversation. It's about 9% of GLT's total budget. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Planning Commission meets at 4 p.m. today. They'll hear a presentation on the city code related to signs. The last big update to that sign code was in 1988. And there's a public informational meeting today at 5:30 about the improvement to the Glen Avenue Bridge over the North Branch of Sugar Creek. That's in room 409 at Normal City Hall. If you like listening to this podcast, there's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa flash briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.